Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home to stay.
Stevie Ray, ladies and gentlemen, the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. One of his classics. He is a classic. Lost him way too soon. Welcome back, 17 Tell. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're spinning some blues here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo. Giovanni is Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Giovanni, you guys publish. Well, thanks again for hanging out with me. And by the way, folks, Giovanni is a more than 9-year member of our Brain Trust, and we couldn't do without him. Giovanni, you guys published a really great, very high impact piece on five alarming facts about entitlement spending. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Jim.
So on Medicare, Social Security, $809 billion, almost $1 trillion, between Social Security and Medicare, which are the, you know, the harness mate entitlements for the elderly, right? Yeah. Those two things, almost $1.5 trillion.
Yeah. No, and if you add in Medicaid,
yeah,
you get up to 1.6
yeah.
Trillion. And I don't. Mm-hmm. These figures are staggering. People don't understand.
Every year,
and mm-hmm. it's growing. That's for 2013. In 2000, it was our total budget was 1.8 trillion, and those three particular entitlements were only 1.1 trillion.
Wow.
In 2023, it's going to engulf most of our revenues. I mean, it's going to be up to 4.4 trillion. And understand, Obamacare expands Medicaid.
Right.
So it expands that entitlement, and that's how they bring on more people into health care.
So as of right now, folks, every $6 of every 10 we take in go toward those three things.
Yep.
62%, according to this report that the chamber put out, 62%. And then you're saying that doesn't even include the burden that's going to be added to it from Obamacare.
No, absolutely not. Jim, it's staggering when you look at some of the entitlements, and some of them, as you well know, and I think all of us realize, some of it is very necessary. Certainly, Medicare is something we've come to rely on for our seniors.
Right.
But understand this: 49%, almost 50% of all births in this country in 2010 were paid for by Medicaid.
Wow! Say that again.
Almost 50% of all the births in this country in 2010
wow.
were paid for by Medicaid.
I had not
Medicaid.
Heard that stat. That is a shocking statistic.
And that's up from 40% 2 years earlier.
Half of births paid for by an entitlement program. Unbelievable.
Yeah. It is, and it's growing, and it's certainly something we have to get hold of. Entitlements are funny. Everybody talks about the safety net, and that's important. But when the safety net becomes a hammock, that's when you have to worry about it.
But Giovanni, we've got a situation now where the government is trying to sell this stuff almost. I mean, I've got a friend who retired a year ago. He turned 66. He retired. He said that, and he's got an income coming in almost as much from his career, almost as much as when he was working full time. So he's doing well, and so he doesn't qualify for anything. But they tried everything they could to get him to take some stuff,
yeah,
to take some
wow.
other benefits. He just went in to sign up for Medicare and for Social Security. And they said, well, wait a minute, you may qualify for other things. Let's, and it's almost like they tried to get him to take some stuff.
Yeah, and it's very difficult, I think, for a lot of people. What do you need at some point? Entitlements are a lot of what people don't understand, and they say, well, I paid for this entitlement. Entitlement programs are not self-funding.
No, they're not paid for.
They're not self-funding. No. Medicare's annual.
You paid for Social Security and you paid for Medicare, but you didn't. I mean, Medicare, but you don't with your taxes. But you don't pay for these other entitlements. You don't pay for food stamps or those kinds of things. You know, Giovanni, have you heard about the government employees who are going into communities and are trying to convince people to take food stamps who actually don't want food stamps?
I have not heard. I've heard a little bit about that.
I saw a report on this. I think it was on 60 Minutes. I've forgotten. But they literally are going in, and these are people who may qualify, but they've got some self-respect. They're saying, wait a minute, you know, I'm going to earn this on my own. I'm going to make my own way. If I have to tough it out, I'm going to do that. But they kept working on them till they beat them down and got them to take it. Now, that's wrong, Giovanni.
It is. Jim, the Farm Bill, it's what they call the SNAP program, is food stamps.
Yeah.
It's being discussed now. The program costs about $78.4 billion, and it feeds roughly 47 million participants in 2012.
Yeah.
Now, that's to give you some perspective. In 2000, it was 17 million Americans participated and only costed $17 billion. So, I mean,
this is why when you hear people talk about negotiating for entitlement reform, folks, this is what they're talking about. This is what they're upset about. And we need to support those guys. Giovanni Cortolo and I are going to come back. He's got some ideas for how to reform Obamacare after these messages. Giovanni is with the U.S. Chamber. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm with you.
Baby, I'm the Union Hall.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.